The types and patterns of mind are determined by the pre-creature factors of being. After these have been associated to constitute a creature, personal or otherwise, mind is the endowment of the third source and center, the universal source of mind ministry to all beings below the level of paradise creators. The control of spirit designs and types depends on the level of their manifestation. In the last analysis, spiritual design is controlled by the Trinity, or by the pre-Trinity spirit endowments of the Trinity personalities, Father, Son, and Spirit.
I have side reference 358.
Let's continue, please.
Oh.
When such a perfect and divine Son has taken possession of the space site of his chosen universe, when the initial problems of universe materialization and of gross equilibrium have been resolved, when he has formed an effective and cooperative working union with a complemental daughter of the Infinite Spirit, then do this universe Son and this universe Spirit initiate that liaison which is designed to give origin to the innumerable hosts of their local universe children. In connection with this event, the creative spirit focalization of the Paradise Infinite Spirit becomes changed in nature, taking on the personal qualities of the Mother Spirit of a local universe. Now, this paragraph here covers 100 billion years of local universe history. They say that very quickly. Let's consider also what it says on the evolution of local universes.
358.
That will be the reference. On page 357, it summarizes what we've just been through. The pre-universe manipulations of space force and the primordial energies are the work of the Paradise Master Force organizers. But in the super-universe domains, when emergent energy becomes responsive to local or linear gravity, they retire in favor of the power directors of the super-universe concern. These power directors function alone in the pre-material and post-force phases of a local universe creation. Now that's the span of history we've been just over, ranging from 800 billion years ago to 400 billion years ago. That's 400 billion years they worked all alone out here before Michael came. There is no opportunity for a creator son to begin universe organization until the power directors have effected the mobilization of the space energy sufficiently to provide a material foundation, literal suns and material spheres for the emerging universe. When it's all space gas, they can't build Salvington. And I'm sure Michael did not come here until Salvington had been prepared physically.
357.
The local universes are all approximately of the same energy potential, though they differ greatly in physical dimensions and may vary in visible matter content from time to time. In other words, you may apparently lose a little mass and you have a little more energy. You may have a little less energy and a little more mass. But the sum of the two is identical for each local universe, although either may vary in relation to the other.
But Bill, when you say local universe, you mean Salvington.
I mean, no, Salvington is the capital sphere.
Oh, you're talking about
of Nebadon.
Yes.
We're talking about Nebadon.
Oh, I see.
A 100,000th of a charge.
Yes. Each local universe contains 1/100,000th part of the basic power charge of the super-universe of Orvantan. The power charge and potential matter endowment of a local universe are determined by the manipulations of the power directors and their predecessors as well as by the Creator Son's activities, and by the endowment of the inherent physical control possessed by his creative associate. They're referring to her as a physical controller here. She has yet to become the mother of seraphim. The energy charge of a local universe is approximately 1/100,000th of the force endowment of its super universe. In the case of Nebadon, your local universe, the mass materialization is a trifle less. Physically speaking, Nebadon possesses all of the physical endowment of energy and matter that may be found in any of the Orvantan local creations. The only physical limitation upon the developmental expansion of the Nebadon universe consists in the quantitative charge of space energy held captive by the gravity control of the associated powers and personalities of the combined universe mechanism. This means the linear gravity inherent in the mass of matter in Nebadon plus any additional control exercised by the governors of Nebadon, like Michael and the Creative Spirit and their associates. When energy matter has attained a certain stage in mass materialization, a paradise creator son appears upon the scene, accompanied by a creative daughter of the infinite spirit. Simultaneously with the arrival of the creator son, work is begun on the architectural sphere, which is to become the headquarters world of the projected local universe. For long ages, such a local creation evolves, suns become stabilized, planets form and swing into their orbits, while the work of the creating of the architectural worlds which are to serve as constellation headquarters and system capitals continues. Yes.
Now there's that 400 billion years too.
Yes. This business of building architectural worlds ended just recently in terms of comparative time. They began this 400 billion years ago. They built the last of them only 5 billion years ago.
Those are system headquarters.
System headquarters, yes. This means that some systems were started in Nebadon before the headquarters world of other systems even were built. Nebadon has been a full, all the architectural worlds of Nebadon have only been completed in just recent history. 5 billion years ago is small on this time calendar.
Well,
yes.
In fact, the Creator's Son and the Spirit were all here floating around.
No, I think they built Salvington before they came.
Well, just said here.
No.
Just said that with their arrival, work has begun on the architectural here. With their arrival, so they have to stand around and oversee it here.
That's right, you got a point. Simultaneously with their arrival, they began Salvington. You've got a good point, Helene. I didn't recognize that. The Creator Sons are preceded in universe organization by the power directors and other beings originating in the third source and center. From the energies of space thus previously organized, Michael, your Creator Son, established the inhabited realms of the universe of Nebadon, and ever since has been painstakingly devoted to their administration. These power directors and energy controllers who long preceded the Creator Son in the preliminary work of universe organization later serve in magnificent liaison with this universe sun, forever remaining in associated control of those energies they had originally organized and circuitized. On Salvington, there now function the same 100 power centers who cooperated with your creator sun in the original formation of this local universe.
Does that mean they're working out here on the new worlds that are still to come of our 690? The power centers, they're still
coming. Yeah.
They're stabilizing, trying to stabilize what we have.
These are the... This is the fourth order of power centers. Let's turn to page 321. Let's read about these folks. Page 321. On the headquarters of each local universe are stationed 100 power centers of the fourth order. They function to downstep and otherwise to modify the 7 power circuits emanating from the super universe headquarters, thus making them applicable to the services of the constellations and systems. The local astronomical catastrophes of space are a passing concern to these power centers. They are engaged in the orderly dispatch of effective energy to the subsidiary constellations and systems. They are of great assistance to the Creator Sun during the later times of universe organization and energy mobilization. These centers are able to provide intensified lanes of energy, useful for interplanetary communication between important inhabited points. Such a lane or line of energy, sometimes also called an energy path, is a direct circuit of energy from one power center to another power center, or from one physical controller to another controller. It is an individualized stream of power and stands in contrast to the free space movements of undifferentiated energy. It is to ordinary energy as the flow of electricity in a design circuit is to lightning, which is unorganized. And then, of course, on each of our constellations, there are 10 power centers. And in each system, there is one power center. And then there are unclassified centers, which I think are used in unusual circumstances. Let's go back to page 358. Salvington, the headquarters of Nebadon, is situated at the exact energy mass center of the local universe. But your local universe is not a single astronomic system, though a large system does exist at its physical center. Salvington is the personal headquarters of Michael of Nebadon, but he will not always be found there. While the smooth functioning of your local universe no longer requires the fixed presence of the Creator Sun at the capital sphere, this was not true of the earlier epochs of physical organization. A Creator Sun is unable to leave his headquarters world until such a time as gravity stabilization of the realm has been effected through the materialization of sufficient energy to enable the various circuits and systems to counterbalance one another by mutual material attraction. Michael performs a physical function. Michael is able personally to function as a make-weight in the establishment of physical equilibrium. And until he gets the thing in balance, he's anchored on Salvington. He spent a long time on Salvington. Where the devil is this now? Oh, yes. What we've been reading about covers that period in local universe history which is bounded by, which began 400 billion years ago and which ended 300 billion years ago. 300 billion years ago, it says that his personal staff arrived on Salvington. Now, I think I know who that means. Let's read about that personal staff.
Emmanuel?
No, the Tertiaven. Have you folks any idea how much fun it is to read these papers? And as you hit a paragraph, to let your thinking reverberate through all of the rest of the book and let all of these other things that we're taking the time to read come to bear mentally on that paragraph, and how rich that paragraph is. This is real thrilling reading when you do that. Let's turn to page 306. And I think now the Tertiaven will be of great interest to you. These high angels are of record on the Super Universe headquarters, and despite service in the local creations, technically they are residents of the Super Universe capitals, inasmuch as they are not native to the local universes. Tershaphim are children of the infinite spirit and are personalized on paradise in groups of 1,000. These supernal beings of divine originality and near supreme versatility are the gift of the infinite spirit to the creator sons of God. When a Michael son is detached from the parental regime of paradise and is made ready to go forth on the universe adventure of space, the infinite spirit is delivered of a group of 1,000 of these companion spirits. And these majestic Tershaphim accompany this creator son when he embarks upon the adventure of universe organization. Throughout the early times of universe building, these 1,000 Tershaphim are the only personal staff of a creator son. They acquire a mighty experience as sun assistants during these stirring ages of universe assembly and other astronomical manipulations. They serve by the side of the creator sun until the day of the personalization of the bright and morning star, the firstborn of a local universe. Thereupon, the formal resignations of the Tershaphim are tendered and accepted, and with the appearance of the initial orders of native angelic life, they retire from active service in the local universe and become the liaison ministers between the creator son of former attachment and the ancients of days of the super universe concerned.
Is that why one of these accompanied Michael on one of his bestowal missions?
I don't know.
Well, he was only seen leaving with a Tershaphim, then an Omniaphim.
Yes. Yes.
What other kind of phim is
it? I don't know. I've forgotten.
I wondered about that.
I don't know. For a long time, though, this is his working core. These Tershaphim and the power centers and the creative spirit. At some time along about here, Gabriel was created. We don't know. But Gabriel is not more than 300 billion years old. And we know that he is here when we turn to page 654, because 200 billion years ago witnessed the progression of contraction and condensation with enormous heat generation in the Andromeda central cluster, or nuclear mass. Relative space appeared even in the regions near the central mother sun wheel. The outer regions were becoming more stabilized and better organized. Some planets revolving around the newborn suns had cooled sufficiently to be suitable for life implantation. The oldest inhabited planets of Nebadon date from these times. So between 300 and 200 billion years ago, the Tershaphim resigned because Gabriel had appeared. The seraphic hosts were created. The core of Melchizedek, Verondadex, Lananadex were created. The life carriers were created. The entire universe mechanism began to function. Everybody that we know anything about was on the stage of action.
When is the Union of Days appear? Doesn't he come out with Michael to help?
I don't know.
They don't tell you much about him.
No. I would guess that paradise would recognize this universe whenever native life appeared. If I had to speculate, I would say that the Union of Days would arrive at about the time that Gabriel appeared. Some life has appeared out here now. Up until this time, every living being was imported. Gabriel is the oldest native of Nebadon. Anybody older than Gabriel is not a native of Nebadon. He is the firstborn of the local universe. Yes?
And when they say about this time the staff of Michael arrived, now is that staff after the Tershaphim or was that the Tershaphim?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. They're vague in there. They're vague.
Maybe the Tershaphim
then. That could be. Well, at least shortly after that, what is shortly, when we're dealing with hundreds of billions of years, shortly after that, Gabriel appeared, everyone was created.
Then they created
themselves. Yes, that's right.
And when it says these power centers stay on,
yeah,
does that refer to the force organizers too?
No, that does not. The force organizers retire when the power centers arrive. But at least some of those power centers who came out here and took over from the force organizers are the same power centers as are still working here. We've got 100 fourth order power centers, all stationed on Salvington. We've got 1,000 fifth order power centers, 10 each on each constellation. We've got 10,000 sixth order power centers, one each in each local system.
Are they personal?
In the third source sense of the word, yes, but they're not in the Father circuit. These are the governing core of the master, of the power of the universe power directors. They are the stationary people.
Well, differentiate please for me between when I said are they personal, you said not in the Father sense, but in the
they got free will.
Free will.
They can make a choice. They are third source personalities, not first source. These beings never move. They are the stationary members.
They're created for a purpose.
Right. They get no sense of humor.
Oh, brother.
They have no ascendant past. They are supremely efficient. And as they say in the papers, we compare the living universe to a human body. But if you only knew about the body of a power center, we could make so much better a comparison. These power centers, the internal organs of these power centers have a kaleidoscopic versatility of adjustment. They can switch the juxtaposition of their heart, liver, and lungs and change the effect of their persons on energy. These are living transformers. And when you look at a big transformer out in the countryside and think of a power center, I think it's an excellent symbol.
Uh-huh. All you got to do is
put an electronic brain in there so that this thing can make primitive choices.
I hurried past them.
or can react in a versatile way. Now, these power centers are immobile. They take up a position and they hold it. The next group below them are the master physical controllers. They have no fixed positions. They come and go and are assigned as needed.
Is their origin the same in the spirit?
They're of origin in the power centers.
Oh,
the the master spirits produce the seven supreme power directors and then I think collaborate with them in the production of the power
they're
centers.
They're not dual at all in their origin.
Mm-hmm. Now these physical controllers are all over everywhere. The first of the physical controllers are associate power directors, and they too are third source personalities. But below that level, they seem more like living machines. They're highly intelligent, but they do not have free will. At last, you've got something.
But look at how far down we had to go.
Yes.
Maybe you're a transformer.
Yes, Helena.
That's something you're going to have to make up your mind about.
Helena?
Well, I forgot my question.
Yes. When you get way down to the bottom, let me just read you what they say about the physical controllers in general. You see, these power centers extend all the way out on the edge of paradise. The seven supreme power directors slowly rotate following the super universes. And the physical presence of this power director marks the spiritual presence of the master spirit concern. Just as the Father operates physically through paradise in relation to total creation, so does a master spirit operate physically through his associated supreme power director as concerns those physical super universe things which are under his jurisdiction. Now, the power system comes on out. You know there are the Father's worlds, the Son's worlds, and the worlds of the Spirit. On the worlds of the Spirit, the seven worlds circling paradise, which are the worlds of the Spirit, on each one of these worlds is a supreme executive. Each of these worlds is the general office, the paradise general office of a super universe. The name of the seventh world of the infinite spirit in the near regions of paradise is Orvantan. Our super universe was named for that world. The supreme executive of Orvantan is the chief executive officer of the master spirit, and he sustains the same relationship to the three ancients of days as the chairman of the board would sustain to a triune president of a corporation.
Well, now you know better, Tickler. If you had another adjutant, you wouldn't have done that.
On the worlds of the seven supreme executives, or the worlds of the spirit, there are situated the highest order of the power centers. These are the supreme center supervisors. And again, going back to the organic comparison, these seven supreme executives operate all of the power, communication circuits, and so forth, are rooted through these worlds. As a perfecter of wisdom says, these are the worlds on which you see the acme of efficiency. These are worlds he likes to visit because he gets a big charge out of seeing skilled people working at top skills. This is the paradise center of the whole vast intelligence communication network for the super universe of Orvantan. You find every type of being on these worlds. And every circuit to Orvantan that is controllable by sub-deity beings clears through this world. And here's what that means to me. Every circuit in our body, every nerve circuit, makes a crossover in the medulla. And this is what gives us body coordination. Everything is associated. This is why this hemisphere of the brain controls this side of the body and vice versa. If we knock this side out, the opposite side of the body ceases to function. Now, in Havona, there are power centers which are not germane to our concept. But coming out to the third order of power centers, how many of them are there? There are 1,000 power centers on Uversa. And these are the boys that receive what comes out from paradise at this level and dispatch it to the 100 power centers on every super universe. Well, let's read one more paragraph and break. 100 billion years ago, the nebular apex of condensation tension was reached. The point of maximum heat tension was attained. Things are speeding up. The critical stage of gravity heat contention sometimes lasts for ages, but sooner or later, heat, motion, orbital velocity wins the struggle with gravity, and the spectacular period of sun dispersion begins. And this marks the end of the secondary career of a space nebula. Now, the primary nuclear stage started when the power centers came out here and took over from the force organizers. That's the primary nebular stage. It ends at about when a nebula gets to what we start calling a nebula. A nebula enters the secondary stage when it's then visible to astronomers like our astronomers. And it's still pretty coherent. It's still pretty much one mass. There are some suns, but this is true only of the outermost regions. And now we're going to witness the beginning of the end of the nebula as we pass from the secondary to the tertiary and finally to the quartan stages. Tune in, same station, same channel, What is the fate of Andromeda? Will heat win? Will motion win? Or will gravity collapse the whole nebula? Is the work of the creator sun doomed to failure, or will he try?
I'm not using it at this point.